Then Herod sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Amen. Have you seen a child, the color of wheat, the color of dawn? His eyes are mild, his hands are those of a king, as king he was born. Incense, myrrh, and gold we bring to his side, and the eastern star is our guide. These words may sound familiar to you, maybe not, but one of my favorite family Christmas traditions growing up was listening to Giancarlo Menotti's Amahl and the Night Visitors, a tiny jewel of an opera for children that was first televised in 1951. And for those of you who aren't familiar with it, I've included a link to the earliest broadcast done in 1951, introduced by Menotti himself. And it's with the transcript of the sermon. You'll find it on our website, and you are in for a treat. Amahl is the story of a poor shepherd boy's encounter with the Magi on their way to see the Christ child. And it is a classic Christmas tale, rich with melody, dance, humor, sweetness, poignancy, and a heartwarming, Kleenex-worthy ending. And like any opera worth its salt, it also has its moments of tension and drama. Amahl's mother, a widow who has been steadily crushed by poverty and worry about her beloved disabled son, hears the king's description of the child to whom they are bearing these precious gifts. And later, as everyone sleeps, she is tormented at the sight of the riches within the reach of her outstretched arm. All that gold. I wonder if rich people know what to do with their gold. Do they know how a child could be fed? Do rich people know? Oh, what I could do for my child with that gold. Why should it all go to a child they don't even know? Even the youngest listeners can hear the shift to minor key as we feel the mother's yearning and simmering resentment, as we are confronted with the contrast between her abject poverty and the wealth of the kings, and the blindness of even the best-intentioned wise ones to economic injustice. Do they know? It seems that no matter who tells the story, whether it's Menotti or Matthew the Evangelist, the three kings carry more than just the customary gifts. These pagan astrologers from beyond Judea's borders are not just picturesque characters in a Christmas pageant. They carry questioning and tension along with their gifts. And they unknowingly leave violence in their wake. Now, this shouldn't be a surprise. We hear this story every year as we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, this first manifestation of Jesus, the Christ, to all people, even those in the Gentile world of the East. Matthew's tale of the wise ones epitomizes the tension of a world where all is neither calm nor bright. It is a world that has lost its way, a world of poverty, injustice, and violence. It is a world in need of being set aright. And it is this catalyzing journey of the Magi that provides the contrast between light and dark, powerful and powerless, love and fear. When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. So the Magi go to Jerusalem to ask the directions to the Christ child. And as they do it, they set off alarm bells in the halls of power and beyond. Biblical storyteller Richard Swanson tells us that a more nuanced translation of the Greek is not frightened, but shaken. Shaken. He suggests that the effect of the wise one's inquiry is seismic in nature. Now, it can be interpreted different ways depending on whose eyes we are looking through. Herod is shaken. The man who calls himself King of the Jews feels a messianic earthquake threatening the very foundations of his power. Jerusalem is shaken for other reasons. One being that any temblor that shakes Herod doesn't bode well for anyone around him. Bad things will happen to people who come between him and his grip on the throne, even if they are innocent two-year-old boys in Judea who would be massacred in a chaotic effort to eliminate the threat posed by the Christ child. Herod is shaken. Jerusalem is shaking. But alternatively, Jerusalem may feel the earth shaking in a more creative and hopeful way, because a new world is being born with the coming of this Messiah, a shifting of the ground that is cause for joy and anticipation. King Herod was shaken, and all of Jerusalem with him. It always strikes me that these three magi, these pagan outsiders on their journey to Jesus, they arrive at our doorstep every year at just the right time. They bring their gifts of questions and tension and disturbances, what Father Mark has called fruitful uncertainty. They bring these gifts just as we are taking stock of the previous year and looking ahead to the year to come. And this year, the wise ones find us shaken. Shaken as we remember, if I may risk using an overused but perfect metaphor, as we remember the dumpster fire that was 2020 and look ahead to 2021 with a dubious mixture of hope and trepidation. Is this trembling that we feel beneath our feet going to swallow us or transform us? Well, how we engage with this question depends on how we choose to welcome the Magi and the unsettling gifts that they carry. Will we greet them as a threat or an invitation? Toward the end of the opera, Amal and his mother come to understand that the child sought by the wise men is no ordinary king. They come to understand that he was born into a broken world to set it aright. And Melchior sings, "The child we seek doesn't need our gold on love. On love alone he will build his kingdom. His pierced hand will hold no scepter. His haloed head will wear no crown. His might will not be built on your toil. Swifter than lightning he will soon walk among us. He will bring us new life and receive our death. And the keys to his city belong to the poor." And in response, Amal offers to send his crutch as a gift to the child. And he adds, "Who knows? He may need one." Sentimental? Yeah, maybe. It's opera. That's a risk. But Menotti, like the evangelist Matthew, shows us that the Star of Bethlehem guides us to the child Jesus, illuminating an incarnation that encompasses love and loss, strength and vulnerability, brokenness and healing. God with us and walking among us. And he will know more than any of us what it is to be shaken at the hands of empire. So this year, the wise ones are beckoning, inviting us to join them on their journey to the Christ child, inviting us to lay our crutches of fear, ego, defensiveness, control, and mistrust, to lay those crutches at his feet. And then perhaps we will be able to continue our journey home by another and transformed way. Amen.